Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. As I tell our grade school students, that means that the resurrection of Jesus isn't fantasy, fiction, fake, or false. It's not a fairy tale. It's not make-believe. It's not a myth. It's not a mirage. It's not an optical illusion. It's not a hallucination. It's not pretend. Jesus Christ really and truly died on the cross. He was really buried in the tomb, but God raised him from the dead. Jesus is not dead anymore. He is risen indeed. And it is the risen, living Lord Jesus who invites us today to remain in him. My mind must work differently than most people. At RCA class this past week, we always reflect on the gospel for the coming Sunday. We had a beautiful, stunning reflection. But not one single solitary person commented on our Lord's clear command in today's gospel. In today's short gospel, Jesus asks us to remain in him not less than 8 times. And next week, he'll ask us to do it 3 times. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. And next week, Jesus will say, remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. And if you were paying attention, you notice that in today's first letter of St. John, the word remain is used twice. Those who keep his commandments remain in him and he in them. And the way we know he remains in us is from the Spirit he gave us. The New Jerusalem Bible and our New American Bible translate that Greek word menein as remain. It looks and sounds like our English word remain, right? Menein. But if you're reading from the King James Version of the Bible, or the Douay Rheims Version of the Bible that my grandparents had, or the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, they translate it a little bit differently. They translate that Greek word menein, abide. Abide. A-B-I-D-E. So in all those passages, in those translations, it says, abide in me as I abide in you. Abide in my love. It's a beautiful translation, isn't it? So this word, menein, means not only to remain stable, to continue in the same place and not to move anywhere, but abide has the sense of living in. Live in me, Jesus says. Abide in me. Abide, live in my love. And I think it's worth noting as a footnote that although the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, use this word, this Greek word, menein, 12 times, in John's Gospel, he uses it 40 times. And in St. John's letters, short letters, right, letters 1, 2, and 3 in the New Testament, he uses it 27 times. And I thought, why is that? And I said, oh, it makes perfect sense. Because St. John is the one who rested his heart on Jesus' heart at the Last Supper. And he just stayed there. St. John knows from personal experience what it means to abide in Jesus, to remain in the heart of Jesus. As my classmate and very good friend, Father David Whiteside, says, remain means you don't go anywhere. It's that simple. You just stay and live with Jesus at every moment. Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity, who was a Carmelite nun in Dijon, France, in the early 1900s, she commented on this particular phrase in St. John's Gospel. Here's what she said. Remain in me. It is the Word of God who gives this order. Remain in me, not for a few moments, not for a few hours, which pass away, but remain permanently, habitually. Remain in me, pray in me, adore in me, love in me, suffer in me, work and act in me. Remain in me so that you may be able to encounter anyone or anything. The words of Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity. Beautiful. Remain, abide in Jesus. Now, how do we do this? Well, two simple ways. First of all, we keep the commandments. That's what it says, right? If you keep the commandments, you will remain in my love, Jesus says. John says, those who keep his commandments remain in him. So, keeping God's commandments is a way that we live in Jesus. And there's another way. This morning at the 10 o'clock Mass and at the noon Mass, we have over 35 of our young people who will be receiving their first Holy Communion. They'll be receiving Jesus' body and blood for the first time. How do we remain in Jesus? He feeds us with his body and blood. That's what Jesus says. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. So how do we live in Jesus? How do we remain in Jesus? All of our little young people will understand what that means today. They receive Jesus' body and blood so they can live in Jesus and he in them. We know for certain that Jesus is not going anywhere. He promises to remain with us always. Hopefully you won't go anywhere either. I hope and pray you'll remain in Jesus, to live in Jesus, so that you may be able to encounter anyone or anything.